This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Oh, good morning. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. It's great. I'd been thinking it was Tuesday all day.
That's such a win.
So finding out right before the show that it's actually Wednesday, that's huge for me.
That's a huge win for you.
That's so big time. That's James. I'm Kyle. No Joe Brazil today. We do have the Sacramento Kings tonight. They play a game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Get excited.
Or do they?
Man, look. I think the Kings are soft tanking. Domantas Sabonis is suddenly out with knee soreness. The guy who's played with a fractured thumb, with an avulsion fracture in his thumb, whatever the hell that is, sounds bad. He's got broken ribs. He's got a hamstring strain that he's going to be out 3 weeks and he misses a game. Like, this guy all of a sudden is like, hey, he's got a sore knee. What? No chance.
He did take a knee to the right above the knee, to the thigh in the previous game that looked bad.
I'm not doubting it hurts.
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, like, I'm looking at this game and I'm like, okay, you're going to lose no matter what. Are you going to lose by 8? Are you going to lose by 23? Are you going to lose by 32? Like, I don't know. I just know that there's a very good chance they're going to lose. And if Domas is banged up and you can come in tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies on the second night of a back-to-back with not only Domas, but potentially Keegan Murray.
Sure.
Okay. A fresh Domas and Keegan Murray ready to play?
What percentage joking was I about the soft tank? 43% joking about the soft tank. But I also think that, man, maybe this is just it. They know that, hey, you know what? We're not winning this game.
Yeah, that's where I would be.
So let's chill out the front end of this back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a legitimately winnable game tomorrow in Memphis, particularly if Domantas Sabonis gets a night off and gets to come back. Keegan Murray comes back because, yes, are the Kings in disarray? Yes. Do you feel good about them winning any game against any team? Not particularly.
No. Nope.
But if you're circling a quote-unquote winnable game, just in the broadest sense of the word,
yeah,
tomorrow is it.
Yeah, a 4-11 team?
Yeah.
Then if you're circling a game that is not winnable, tonight is it.
It's the one.
It's the one against a 14-1 team that's rolling.
I wonder if... I don't know that... I'm interested how Kings fans feel about that. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Are you okay if the Kings are just punting this game against Oklahoma City?
Personally, I am.
Yeah, I get it, but also... I also understand if Kings fan is like, dude, they've lost 6 in a row. You can't just punt games.
No.
You're 3-11. If you're going to do anything, and I do anything, the definition of do anything this year is changing for me with the Kings. because during the offseason, we were talking about, all right, if you do it, if they're going to do anything, like be a top six seed, they need everything to go right. And then it went to, all right, well, if they're going to do anything and be in the play-in, and now I don't know what I mean by if they're going to do anything this year, but
I think if they're going to do anything, that means, are they going to trade everybody?
Well, I just mean like on the court, like,
yeah,
if they're going to be an effective basketball team at all, you can't afford to throw away games. But I mean, what's the difference between 3-12 and Domas, quote unquote, I don't want to say rested because he's hurt, but okay, he's going to sit out a game he would play if they were 11-3. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, probably. I mean, then again, maybe he is hurt, and we'll find out tomorrow that he's not going to play again, and we're going to be like, oh, sorry about that.
Sure. And yeah, if that's a good, it just, again, on the surface, based on the info we have, this is a guy who has played through everything always.
Always.
And now all of a sudden it's knee soreness. It's not an MCL sprain. It's not a bone contusion, which is, I think, is redundant, but it's not a contusion. He's got knee soreness. And maybe they just haven't gotten to evaluate it yet, and maybe he is actually hurt, and maybe he's going to be, we don't know. But it smelled a little fishy to me. But like I said, if you're looking at this and you're being realistic and you're like, man, we're not going to win anyway. We think we can win tomorrow, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Domas, take the night off. Yeah, you probably could play through it, but hey, take the night, get you some treatment, get Drew Eubanks and Precious Achiuwa and perhaps Maxime Reyno some minutes.
Yeah.
And go about our days.
Well, I can tell you this. It can't get any worse than what happened last time they played this team, where they let Harkenstein go for a career high. It can't get any worse. So, like, this is a really, really, really good team. And the chance of you beating this really good team is very slim. And it doesn't matter who's playing and who's not on either side. This is just a team that realistically you should be looking at and say, how do we develop that? How do we build that, what they have right there?
Yeah.
They have a culture, and I want to be part of that. I want to figure out how they did that.
I think that hits an important note. We were talking about this with Damian yesterday during the handoff.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that you can follow like a team's blueprint to success.
Yeah.
And Damian brought this team up. Our guy Scotty from over at Mojo's, my favorite bar downtown, brought up, hey, can the Kings build the way the Pistons built? Are the Kings that far off? Because the Pistons 2 years ago lost, what, 27 in a row? And the other night they won their 10th game in a row?
Oh.
Over 2 years, they made that improvement.
Yeah.
And it's like, the Kings aren't really close, in my opinion, to where the Pistons are, but it does show that, man, if you connect on a couple of picks and make a couple of savvy free agent signings, you can really quickly move your way up from the dregs to something competitive. I think it's an important note because anytime you bring up Oklahoma City, the correct, I think, rebuttal is, well, you can't build that way because Oklahoma City got Paul George and they swung this trade and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was involved. And like, yeah, no, I get it. It's not, but what you're saying, and I think this is a very, very important point when you say, can you become like Oklahoma City? It's not, can you build the exact same way that Oklahoma City built their team?
No.
That is not a thing that is on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, can you watch the way they play basketball? Can you watch the way that Jalen Williams has not played this year?
No.
And they've lost one game. It just hasn't mattered because there's a next man up mentality. Everybody knows their role. Everybody plays within this system. Everybody plays hard within this system on both ends of the floor. That's what you're aspiring to. How you get there, we'll figure that out. I probably have a different idea than you, than anybody listening to this on 1320 AM. Versus anybody listening to this on 98.5 FM HD2 versus anybody watching on YouTube at youtube.com/ESPN1320. This is how you do housekeeping within the conversation. Anybody watching on twitch.tv/ESPN1320, anybody listening on the free Odyssey app, we're all going to have different ideas of how the Kings can get there. But I think the goal is to become Oklahoma City. Like they are the platonic ideal of an NBA team right now.
Of course. I mean, like, realistically, everyone is going to have their own beam scheme. They are.
Nice.
So like at some point, like we've got to figure out like what it is that they're trying to do. But the overarching like identity piece is you need to follow the track of teams that have been successful in the past. Mm-hmm. It used to be the gold standard was straight up. It was the Spurs. Everyone's like, okay, how do you beat the Spurs?
Mm-hmm.
Because they just keep winning and they keep figuring out ways to do it. And like, how can you be that?
Mm-hmm.
It's changed now. And I've even brought this up a bunch of times, but like what Taylor Jenkins was able to build in Memphis, where it's just like this gritty, like 48 minutes of basketball. Like you're up six with 45 seconds left. They're going to make you play every single one of those possessions. They're going to foul you. They're going to make you hit your free throws. They're going to hit three-pointers and make you feel uneasy. They're going to keep building the tension until the game is over. Like, that's an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, realistically, the Kings have to figure it out. They have to figure out some starting point. And, like, there's a lot that goes into that. It's it's not just, like, the players. It's got to be the front office. It's got to be the coach. It's got to be everything that is built to sustain all of these ups and downs, a 7, 8, 12 game losing streak. And then what happens when you get through this rough patch? And, you know, we have all kinds of things written down on the schedule, but like you brought up the NBA schedule for this year and the scheduling problem that we're seeing, where a team like the Kings, literally they had no chance. Like, realistically, if the Kings came out of the gate and they were like a world beater team, and they were, you know, I'm not saying they're Oklahoma City, but let's just say they're middle of the pack, like a 5-6 seed type team in the Western Conference. They're still going to go 5-8 or whatever at this point. Like, this schedule is impossible for anybody. Sure. And I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody. I'm looking at the schedule and being realistic.
Yeah.
The back to backs, the three games against OKC, three games against Denver, three games against Minnesota. Oh, let's throw in the Bucks. Let's throw in a Bulls team that's red hot and Atlanta on the second night of a back-to-back. Any of the games you do have that are easier games, they're always on the second night of a back-to-back. You know, did you get some easy games to open the season with Phoenix and Utah? Sure. But after that, this season is brutal. This schedule is brutal. I mean, they have almost a 60-win percentage against, 600-win percentage against. Yeah. After tonight's game, they probably will. That is wild. Most difficult schedule in the NBA. It's going to change at some point, but can you even get off the mat? Because I don't know how you do.
And are they good enough to have easy games? Like, that's the thing for me is, like, okay, the schedule is going to lighten up, no doubt. It is going to get easier. But, I mean, we were talking yesterday. I said they're going to win 3 out of 4 from January 16 to 21, and you guys would have thought that I said that I was going to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I kind of wonder, and I think that finding a win here and there and just trying to maintain some semblance of, like, avoiding what is ostensibly avoiding that soft tank.
Yeah.
Or a hard tank. Because if you do that before your schedule lightens up, you're going to have no shot. And I think that's it. Whether they're 4-15 or 3-16 coming out of their first 19 games, is it going to matter that the schedule gets easier? Or are the Kings going to be the team that they're the easy schedule?
Or they already got broken in the first 20 games?
Yeah.
That's the question that I have.
Yeah.
Did you like, I don't want to say NBA intentionally broke the Kings in the first 20 games of the season, but when I look at a team like the Phoenix Suns that is not good at all, no one believes you can, your tier system, they're in the same tier as like all the other bad teams.
Yeah.
Right now they're 9-6 on the season.
Yeah.
If the Kings played the same schedule that the Suns did, would they be 9-6?
Yeah, not because they're better, but because, oh, they got a little momentum going. Oh, they won a couple of games in a row with this formula. Now everybody's kind of buying in to whatever that formula is. Yeah, I think that's on the table for sure.
They have a 419 win percentage against versus a 585 for the Kings.
Their best win. I'm going to try and find the Suns' best win right now.
Because it's not the Kings' win. I know that.
They beat the Spurs by 12 at home. And they bullied Wemby pretty good in that game.
They did. They did a good job of showing like some sort of pathway forward to slow Wemby.
Yeah. Are the Clippers ass?
They are. We keep asking
they,
that.
They beat the Clippers in consecutive games on November 6th and 8th. But God, the Pelicans, the Mavericks, the Pacers, who are dreadful. They play the Hawks, lose. They won in Portland last night by 17.
Okay.
That's a good win.
No, it is. It is. But I feel like that if you're able to start getting some early wins and you're above 500 and you're trying to stay above 500, you have some motivation, you're like there's some positivity going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to start a season. But starting a season with like every really good team in the Western Conference,
mm-hmm.
and just getting your head knocked in the first, 18 games of the season, like that's not how a schedule should be designed.
Part of me, I couldn't agree more. The NBA schedule, the NBA has some scheduling problems.
They do.
There's one big one that I want to get to because you said something the other day that I haven't been able to stop thinking about, and I want to get to that later. But the flip side of this, from the Kings' perspective, is that maybe that's good. Maybe this is long-term, again, not better this year, and I know there are people who are like, I care game to game, and this sucks. I would agree with you. I did not think the Kings were going to be very good this year, so my eyes are on 2026 and 2027 and what's happening this year that impacts their immediate and long-term future.
Yeah.
From that perspective, from my perspective on that, I think this actually works out better for them.
It might.
Where they're not sitting here, what are they, 14 games in?
Yeah.
14 games in? They're not sitting here 14 games in and they're 8-6 with a bunch of wins over bad teams and losses to every good team they play. And we're sitting here going, oh, well, hey, maybe they can stick around in the play-in. I want no evidence that there's anything here. I want napalm the entire thing.
Yeah.
And this is this schedule the Kings have had is the way to do it. I think they're going to come out of these 19 games at best 5-14 with all the evidence in the world that this does not work, which is all I needed.
It's funny. It's like
I needed the on-court proof.
The NBA looked at this team and said, okay, I don't think that they're going to tank because they won't do that. Let's go ahead and force their tank. That's what it feels like. It's like, hey,
Hey, maybe that's where Scott Perry came in. He's got connections high up at the league office. All right, guys, I'm out on this roster. Can you make sure my owner's out on this roster?
Can you convince Vivek that we need to lose as many games as possible?
We need to be abysmal through 20.
Yeah.
Can you make that happen? I said, sure. All right. We have more problems with the NBA's schedule. The NBA also has a massive injury problem. I don't know if you saw this tweet from Tom Haberstroh. But the NBA's injury problem this year might have a long-term impact on the league. This year's injury problems might actually be like a turning point for the NBA. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Kings' rebuild and what it looks like moving forward. But for those of you that are focused on this year, that are focused on game to game, we're also going to look ahead to the Kings' matchup against the Thunder tonight. You're welcome. We're doing that just for you. All that coming up on the Insiders. We're hanging out with you till noon on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen on ESPN 1320.
James is over there. I'm Kyle. Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I want to talk about the Kings rebuild. Because that's... We'll talk about the game from tonight, I promise. We'll talk about Kings Thunder for those of you sickos who are tapped in to every game and hoping the Kings win every game. Although that's kind of interesting. Do you want the Kings to win tonight? 916-909-1320. 916-909-1320. Are you rooting for the Kings to win? Or has everybody, our guy Scooter in the chatty house, was Mr. Optimistic coming into the year?
Mm-hmm.
Let's let it play out. Got some talent. They're not going to be that bad. And it turns out they have been that bad. And our guy, Sakura Nakarta, in the chatty house at youtube.com/ESPN1320. We don't have a text line. So this is our version of a text line. If you'd like to participate, we would love to hear from you at youtube.com/ESPN1320, where we simulcast every show. He said, the Kings broke Scooter. He was so hopeful before the season started. Does anyone have hope left? If you are optimistic Kings fan, tap in. I need to know it. 916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kia talk line. It's 916-909-1320. And I don't mean optimistic from the chat, Mark Robertson is Captain Tank.
Oh, yeah. He's a tank
he's
commander.
Like, I'm fired up that they've lost six in a row. Let's make it seven.
Yep.
Like, he is, I don't mean optimistic in that way. I mean optimistic like, no, they can still turn this thing around. Yeah. I would like to hear from you, and I would like to talk to you if you're that person. I have many questions.
Okay.
You dial in, you'll get right to us. We don't have a phone screener.
He'll call you Don.
I'll call you Don. No, it's not inappropriate. It's just the name I picked. Because I have nothing, man. I'm watching tonight. I'll tell you why I'm watching tonight here in a second. Let's get to our guy TC on the Elk Grove Kia talk line. What's up, TC?
Hammer Kyle, what's up, man? Top of the morning.
Chilling, bro. What do we got?
Hey, listen, check it out. So I'm split, right? So I'm talking about as far as shipping players off and winning games, right? So if we win games, I'm like, at this point, if we get to the play-in, hey, that's a plus and that's a bonus. But also move off the players and get players in and draft picks that we need. That's what I'm talking about. As far as like winning or lose games in full tank mode, I'm not in that mode. I'm about split, and I think that's where Perry's approach is coming from. So that's all I got.
All right. Thanks, TC. Appreciate you. The Kings have broken TC.
He now believes in Kyle Shanahan.
Like,
Brock Purdy's his favorite player.
No, it's just I don't. This is. I mean, sports fandom is this. Like, man, Kings fan. I'm not saying, hey, who's still a Kings fan? Everyone who's a Kings fan is still a Kings fan. They might be angry.
Yeah.
They might be some level of apathetic. They may not go to games anymore. They may not sit down at 5 o'clock or whenever tip-off is tonight and going, all right, I'm locking in for 48 minutes of Kings. You might say, okay, I'll watch the first quarter and see how it goes. I'll be on a quarter-by-quarter basis. But if they're going to be bad, I'm going to go do something else in my life. I think that's where a lot of people are. But if I want to know, again, from the chat at youtube.com/ESPN1320, Tom Too Witty said, I'm optimistic that the Kings aren't this bad with a roster they are trying to win with in the future.
Okay.
I've lost that. I don't have that optimism. That's the sliver I was clinging to going into the year.
Yeah, like, map it out for me. That's the problem. Like, mm-hmm. How do you map out the point where you get to, like, again, if like the Bill Simmons trade could just happen today, that would be so, so good for the Sacramento Kings,
mm-hmm.
to be able to move off of a bunch and move your entire build up at least 1 year. And then it's like, okay, like, give the guy at least somewhat of a blank slate, right? Like, it's not totally blank, but it's also like there's enough room for you to work. Because right now, that's the problem. There's no room to work. I mean, it's why I brought up yesterday, like, would Vivek Ranadive go into the luxury tax to get rid of this roster?
Yeah.
As opposed to giving up picks, as opposed to, like, is that something that you would do?
Mm-hmm.
Because it might be the only way out of this,
mm-hmm.
is to go out and do a deal where you take back an extra $6 million or something, and that $6 million costs you maybe 15 or 20
mm-hmm.
total. But, like, there's got to be some sort of way out of this, and it's tough because, like, I don't think anyone wants to go through a full rebuild, but except for Mark. But you're there. You're past that.
You may not want to go through a full rebuild, but tough.
Yeah.
There's not this is not a feasible roster.
No.
Who are you building around here? What is it? Like, this is just a collection of players.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Oak Grove Kia Talk on 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Let's get out to Don. Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up?
Hey, am I with you guys?
Yeah, you're on the air.
What's going on, man?
Okay. Hey, sweet. I just wanted to kind of push back on TC on being split. I've been split as a Kings fan forever on if we should just actually do a full rebuild or not. And I always used to get mad at Ham's takes, but honestly, I'm on like the Ham side now, and I'm just watching tape of Boozer and AJ over here, just hope we all get blessed and actually hit on a player of Fox or hopefully better talent. I just, you know, can I get that Mavs love? So I was optimistic, Kyle.
Yep.
I cannot be anymore. I love the Kings, but my goodness, can we please just hit on someone big? Please.
I'm begging. I would like to ask you a question, and you may or may not have an answer. If you don't have an answer, it's okay. Was there a breaking point for you where your optimism went away?
Yeah, it was honestly probably that Doug Christie soliloquy. Is that the right word for it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That plays.
I think after listening to that and seeing how much he cares, it's kind of like he's a fan kind of, but a coach. It's like all of us in those seats, you know, we care so much. And just seeing how much he cares and looking at this team like, yeah, it's not going to happen this year, Doug. And that just broke me. And I'm like, yeah, no, we got to be right for him and for us. So I hope he gets that chance. I don't know if he will. I can't trust Kings ownership to allow him to, if we ever get to a level of competition that we want to, that he wants to. But that was my breaking point.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Yep.
That's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
That the Doug Christie moment, I'm not sure which one, but I'm guessing it's
I think that was the pregame where
I don't think it's a pregame where he went off for 2 minutes, slammed his fist down, and walked out. I think it's the next game.
The post game after the next
where game. he had the elongated like post game where it was like Raw. That was the right move by Doug. Mm-hmm. That was the real Doug Christie. Mm-hmm. And having reporters like keep digging, seeing the thread and start pulling on it is exactly what needed to happen. Mm-hmm. Because that way it's organic. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like it's forced. What it is a room of people are like, okay, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's see how far this is. We're going to take this moment. And I think it was like a raw, like original moment where you're like, okay, now I get Doug. Like for people who don't know Doug, like, you know, a lot of us in the media do. We know Doug and how passionate he is and how much he loves the city, how much he loves the franchise and how much he wants to turn this around. But I think that was an honest moment where people saw it. The day before where he came out and talked for 2 minutes and then walked out was like, okay, that was weird. I don't know what just happened.
Yeah.
Like
the post game the next night definitely felt like more resignation. Like
it was resignation, but it was
not the next night. It was, because the next night he was like, I could have put the jersey on and I could have played harder than that. But then there was the next game.
Third one?
No, it was after not their most recent.
It was a road game loss. Where he had like sort of resignation. And like, look, I get it, but I think that's what we're up against here, right? Like, how do you?
It was their last loss to the Spurs.
Okay.
Where he just kind of was like, all right, we got to defend the three better. Got to run them off the line.
Yeah.
You know, got to make sure, you know, when we rotate that everybody rotates. Just it wasn't like fire. It was just matter of fact, this is what we have to do. We don't have the dudes to do it. Like,
I think it's really interesting. Like, we are seeing like the stages of grief with Doug. Like fully, you're seeing like acceptance. That's what that was right there. But like fighting it, you've seen that. You've seen anger. You've seen all of it.
All right, let's run through this. Stage number one, denial. That's before the season.
Yeah, even in the first week of the season when you had some close games, it was denial that they were as bad as they were.
Yeah, really close, but right there.
But the teams they were playing were horrible.
We should be 4-1. We're just not ready to be 4-1. That was denial.
Yeah, and again, you played the Suns, who were, like, realistically, they're not good. Mm-hmm. You played Utah, who's horrible.
Yeah.
You played the Lakers without Luka and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the fourth game is OKC, and the fifth...
On the second night of a back-to-back with no Jalen Williams and no Chet.
Yeah.
And then it was the Bulls.
And we thought, okay, if they can go 4-1 or 3-2, they've got a shot.
Yep.
If they can't do that, they're in a whole lot of trouble.
Stage two is anger. That was the 2 minute presser.
The 2 minutes, 32 seconds of like, what in the hell?
Yep. Calling out the haters and the doubters. We're going to be here. Just wait. Blah, blah, blah. That was anger.
The next one is bargaining.
Step three is bargaining.
Oh yeah. That's exactly what bargaining is. When you say, I would throw on a jersey out there and give you six fouls at 55.
If only we tried harder, we would be there. We're just not. That was the bargaining. The depression, I think, was... Did we skip that?
There's just so many points of depression.
He might have just skipped that because it feels like he went straight to acceptance in his next press conference.
Yeah.
The next press conference is like, what are you going to do now? Actually, you know what? No, it's depression right now.
Yeah.
Because, all right, fine, here, Zach LaVine, you start. And Domas and DeRozan, yeah, you guys start. Yeah, we'll start Russell Westbrook, I guess. Cool. Acceptance will be DeMar DeRozan's coming off the bench because Nick Clifford's going to start. Or Zach LaVine has been dragging ass the last three games. He's going to be on the bench, and Nick Clifford's going to start. Hey, you know what? Drew Eubanks tries really hard. Love to see it. Maxime Reynaud, get in there. You're going to play because that's what this season is about. That'll be the acceptance.
Yep.
right now we're in the midst of a depression.
Yeah, and we're also, there's that little glimmer of hope because Keegan's coming back, and just maybe.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, man. I've covered this team forever. Go back through this season already. Malik Monk missed two games with, due to the, we'll say it now, the birth of a child, mm-hmm. right? Like, he's put it out there. It's out there. So he was gone.
Shout out to Malik.
Yeah, shout out to Malik. So he missed a couple of games.
And his family. Malik and his family.
Yeah, but Domas is going to miss his fourth game tonight in 14 games. That's unheard of. In 15 games, that's unheard of for him.
That's crazy.
Because it's not one injury. It's he missed the first game, then he missed, he got sick, and then, you know, like, you have all these little things. But look at all of the Zach LaVine. Magically shows up on the injury report and then doesn't play. Gets sick, doesn't play. You just go down the list of all the players that have just missed random games. That is a team that's like, okay, it's a Tuesday night. Do I really need to be there, coach? Because I kind of would like to go hang out with my family for another day or something. Is that okay? Like, that, it feels like, you know, again, when you're looking at some, the whole 2 feet in or 1 foot in, like, that's what this feels like. It feels like the Kings players are, and it's not that they're not all in on Doug. It's just like the reality is set in, like, so quickly.
When the reality, and like, I don't think Nick Clifford is out.
No.
I don't think Maxime Reyneau or Keegan Murray or
even Russell, like, Westbrook.
Malik Monk. Russell Westbrook certainly isn't. But it's not that everybody's out. Doug's lost the locker room. No, I think DeMar DeRozan's been in the league 17 years. DeMar DeRozan is looking around the locker room going, all right, I know what this season is.
He knows the score.
I have maybe 2-3 years left.
Yep. If that.
If that. Four, if everything goes perfect. I have four of these left. And this is where I'm spending one of them? God.
Yeah.
If you're Domantas Sabonis, you're like, man, I'm 29. I'm in my prime. This is where I'm going to spend my prime years?
Yep.
You're Zach LaVine. Like, this is where I'm at.
And
like,
all you hear is from the outside is how no one can trade you.
Yeah, like, nobody wants you. Kings fans don't like you.
You remember what he said, like, right away? Like, I'm just glad I'm where somebody wanted me. That's what he said when he got to Sacramento. Now it's like, oh boy, I don't think they want me here either.
So all of your, three of your four best dudes, save for Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
And potentially Keegan Murray, are all sitting there. We'll have keys to a Kings victory coming up later.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to talk a little bit about this. But when three of your four best guys are like, nah. Like, they're going to go out. They're going to try. You're not, it's not like they're going to not play. It's not like you'll see them. They're going to be like, no, don't give me the ball. I'm going to go stand here in the corner and pout.
Yeah.
Like, no, they're going to go try and score. And there's like a competitive drive. Like, you don't get to be a professional basketball player and one of the greatest basketball players in the history of the world without being a competitive psychopath that wants to. But that loose ball, that extra rebound, going to go draw some contact. I don't want to. God, I'm 37. I'm not going to go draw contact.
This season, like, really feels like one of those games where every single missed shot by the opponent hits the back iron and is a long rebound that flies right over your head right to the other team.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this season feels like. It's like you didn't really do anything wrong, but there's no way to get to the ball. Like, it just keeps flying just out of your grasp.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this season feels like in a nutshell. It's like, oh, this team isn't it. They're not close enough where you're like, oh, it's just one tweak. Keegan Murray gets, that's not it. It's more.
And I want to make this point clear before we step aside and jump into our looking ahead to the Kings Thunder game tonight. For those of you that are tapped in and are hoping they win, I want to make it clear, for the when I say people who are optimistic or asking if people are optimistic, I saw somebody say, it was our guy Tom, who said, I'm optimistic that they aren't this bad with the roster. They're trying to win with the few. I also don't think they're going to win. I think they're on pace to win 17 games right now. 18 if we round up. 17.6. I don't think they're going to win 18 games. I don't think they will be that bad. But this idea that they can win 41 and be in a play-in spot, I'm running out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm running out of.
Yeah, that's on life support.
Yeah. So yeah. They got to go, what, 38 and 30 to finish 500? Is the team's going 8 games over 500 across a 68-game stretch? I sure don't.
Probably not.
I don't think so. Anyways, maybe it starts tonight. Maybe they prove me wrong when they play the Oklahoma City Thunder. Are you rooting for the Kings to win tonight, or are you already, do you not care? Do you want them to win, or have you fully embraced the tank? You want them to lose. You want the best chance possible at a top three pick in next year's draft. We'll talk about it on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I'm Kyle Madsen, that's James Hamm. The Kings taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. Sure, man. I guess. What are you watching? What are you watching for tonight? Let me ask you this. So, I'd love to know what Kings fans are watching for.
Okay.
You can give us a call at 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. That is the Elk Grove Kia talk line. We'd love to hear from you. What are you watching tonight? If you are, if you're not, if you're out, I would like to know. But you, James Hamm, as somebody who's covering the team, as somebody who's watching, providing analysis, what are the things that you go in to a game like this where the Kings are not, there's every team is overmatched against the Thunder. But the Kings are overmatched by such a wide margin.
So
what kind of stuff do you watch for tonight?
When I'm prepping and getting ready to write six quick thoughts, it's usually stuff that just stands out. I don't walk into a game with preconceived notions of what I'm going to watch.
Sure.
Especially this team, because I have no idea what you're going to get from one night to the next.
Let me give you an example. Sorry, real quick. 49ers Cardinals this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing on my list of things I'm looking for, watching for, is Brock Purdy is returning. What does Brock Purdy look like?
Oh no, that was it 100%. And how much different does he look than Mac Jones?
Right. So with the Kings,
yeah.
What is that thing?
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I don't think there is that thing. You know, like there's so many people that do like daily fantasy sports, right? You couldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole. Well, you have no idea whether DeMar DeRozan's going to go out there and put up 27 or put up 8. You don't know if Zach sure. LaVine is going to take 21 shots or 7. You don't. Like, and that's sort of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I want to watch for is, do they actually, you know, again, down a man, down two, do they look like a team that quit, that is just playing for the next day? Or do they look like a team that said, all right, like, look, next man up. Are you a team that's going to let Isaiah Hartenstein go for a career high again, which is in its own right embarrassing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you going to be that team? Are you going to figure out how to defend the pick and roll? Because you couldn't figure it out last time you played this team. Is this going to be a night where someone else on the other team goes for a career high that you don't expect? Is it going to be like Aaron Wiggins scoring? Mm-hmm. He's not playing tonight, but Aaron Wiggins, who went off for his career high last year, I think 41 against the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be another Hartenstein 33-point, 19-rebound game or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is Chet Holmgren going to get his first 40-point game or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, do you have enough pride to go out there and knowing that there's a very good chance you're going to lose, but leave it all out there and say, no, we're going to try to win?
And if Hartenstein does start the game with, let's say, 12 in the first quarter, do you have something for that?
Yeah.
Like, that's, to me, like, we talk about, okay, can the coaching staff do X, Y, and Z? Man, you have a team of NBA players. You should be able to figure out a way to slow down Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah.
What's the coaching point? Like, what are you going to do different to defend him this time? Because I guarantee Oklahoma City is going to go, hey, let's see if we can get our guy Isaiah 40.
Yep.
That's how they're going to go about it. What do you have? Because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to get 30. There's not a thing any team in the NBA is going to do about that. He's going to go get his 30 points. Isaiah Hartenstein isn't a player who you go, there's just no defense for that guy. There is. Figure it out.
He averages like 11 points a game.
Can you make this look different than it did last time?
Yeah.
You got your asses kicked last time you played this team. Can you do something? Like, that's what I want to see. Just give me, I'm going to tune in the first quarter. I'm going to watch the whole game because that's my job. I owe that to you, James, and to everybody here who in this office, but especially to the listeners of this program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch the whole game. But is it a game that after the first quarter, I go, God, I can't wait to turn this off? Does it last two quarters? Can we get through four quarters of just, all right, man, you know what? They were down 12, but they battled and they kind of stayed. Okay, they cut it to 8. Oh, God, tough bucket. It's back to 10. Can I get at least that? Or do they go, man, no, we're going to mail it in today?
Well, that I think it's sort of the nuanced stuff. Like, can you figure out the pick and roll? Can you figure out a way to stay in front of A.J. Mitchell? Like, how about that? That's such a basic thing. But, you know, here's a kid who's figuring it out. He's averaging 16.3 points per game to start the season. But he's shooting 31.6 from three. And last time you played him, like, or the first time you played him, I believe,
mm-hmm.
like, you were in the game. And then you let yep. this kid just blow by everybody and go right to the basket, back-to-back baskets, and it's like, all right, game over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you figure out the little things that actually help you win games? And again, you can figure that out while getting, you know, your teeth kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
You can also give a competitive game, win or lose. Give a competitive game.
That's, I know that we say this all the time,
But in a game like this, tomorrow when they play Memphis, I'm going to be looking for, like, all right, individual performances. Can you go win?
Do you have a soul?
Yeah.
Or are you dead as a basketball player?
And I think that also on a different, in a different vein, but same deal. I think you have to ask that same question tonight. Like, man, it's human nature.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, these guys are competitive psychopaths. They always think that they're going to be the best player on the court and they can go win. But like I said, human nature is probably looking around and going, ugh. Do you want to go pull an upset? Do you want to shock the world?
Yep.
Or do you go, meh?
Do you want to zip it, like, make the naysayer zip it? And on top of that, you know, snap a 7-game losing streak?
Is it up to 7?
6 or 7?
6.
6.
Well. But also, but at the same time, go. I can't remember what I was going to say.
That's fine. We can talk about starters.
Yeah,
for the Kings, Westbrook, LaVine, DeRozan, Precious, and Drew Eubanks. And Drew Eubanks is playing because Domantas Sabonis and Keegan Murray
are out. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
There are going to be additional opportunities tonight.
Yeah.
Like, Domas being out should be a kick in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, all right, hey, we got to lock in. No Domas tonight. It can't be, oh, no, oh, dang. Do you have a soul? That's a great line. Who else is starting for Oklahoma City?
Yeah, for Oklahoma City, it's not. Oh, no, that's totally. Oh, their injury report is Aaron Wiggins, Jalen Williams, and Kenrich Williams are all out. Topic is out as well. Shout out to him, and hopefully everything is going well as he battles testicular cancer.
Mm-hmm.
For the Thunder, we get starters SGA, Cason Wallace, Lu Dort, Chet, and Isaiah Hartenstein.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, Hartenstein.
No chance.
Yeah.
No way is it Hartenstein.
Yeah.
No way.
You can look it up.
I don't think there's a K. There's no chance there's a K sound in there.
There is a K sound in there.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I'll take Hartenstein. I'm not Harken. I don't think so. The Kings are 18.5-point underdogs tonight. Vegas has the Kings losing by 19-ish. Man, that's really tough.
That's probably accurate.
Who's your matchup of the game?
It's Eubanks versus...
your guy.
Hartenstein.
Thank you. Well,
it's Stein, but yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That'll take.
Hartenstein. There we go. Yeah, it's Eubanks. Because, like, look, what happened last time was an embarrassment.
Yeah, big time.
Like, you just can't. Let him do that again and again and again. And you made a guy whose career high was 24 points look like, you know, like a superstar.
Yes.
And that's just not okay. I mean, one of the reasons he's averaging 12.9 points per game is because his early season numbers were bolstered by the win over you. I mean, that's brutal.
Man.
Yeah.
Dang.
Probably raised his average by 2 points per game.
Yeah, let's look at this real quick. He scored in that game against the Kings. 33 points.
Yeah.
What do you think his next highest point total of the season was?
18.
18 points.
Wow. That was just...
against Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah, his career high was 24.
He hasn't scored 20 this season. He had 33 on 14 of 17.
Yeah.
He didn't shoot a three. He only shot 6 free throws.
How about some resistance? Any kind of resistance? Please.
Yeah, keys to victory in your phone calls coming up next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.